Happy hump day. Welcome to the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU with Andy and Dave Cruz. I was thinking about you the other night, Andy, when I was on one of my dating apps.
Oh, I love this. So in case people, maybe you don't know this about Dave and I, but we're such good friends that he lets me often choose the women that I get to swipe right for him, because I think that I'm a better picker than he is.
I think you are. I am worried that you're choosing women you would like to be friends with, not women that you think would be good for me.
That's part of it.
Which is totally understandable and probably a better way to pick women. I'm talking back and forth with this girl. We got matched together. Mm-hmm. And she says something to me at one point, and I wanted to take like a screen grab of it and send it to you. But it was late at night, like 10:30, 11 o'clock. I didn't want to bug you. But that's where I was thinking. As soon as I saw it, I'm like, Andy needs to see this.
Okay. So what did it say?
So she, and again, you know, we've been talking for like an hour or so, going back and forth.
Okay,
everything's pretty good.
Nice little, it's going well.
Yeah, it's going well.
You're
right?
Excited. Yeah. Because this never happens.
And yeah. So you're right. You're wondering, how did I ruin it? But this one, I don't think I ruined. So she messages me then just, I don't know, we're in mid-conversation. Just so you know, I'm married, not divorced, not separated. I understand if you want to delete me now.
Oh.
So that's what I wanted to send you. I'm like, that's kind of...
How do you even respond to that? Well, like, you just sit there and stare at it for a while, I would imagine.
Yeah, trying to make sure I got all the words right. I'm like, yeah. So then I replied, wow, that's very Jerry Springer-ish.
Because that was the nicest thing you could think to say.
I thought that was kind of...
It was clever. It was kind of like, I'm not closing the door, although I don't think this is for me.
Not quite sure where to go from
there.
Yeah, so that was my thinking. So I didn't want to... So she didn't message back. Now, granted, this was late at night. And, you know, we have horrible hours. So I was like, all right, let's just, you know, I went to bed, woke up the next morning, and she had deleted me. Because when you delete the match, like, the conversation goes away.
So wait, she tells you that she is still married?
Yeah.
And then you offended her?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
What?
Right? Am I the only one that doesn't understand how that works? That's weird, right?
Oh, that is weird.
Or do you think hubby came home and saw her on it and deleted her profile?
Do
I don't
know.
Do
you see a lot of married women on the dating apps? Like, are they usually forthcoming about it?
Well, it's odd. Sometimes someone will mention it in a profile, but this.
Because I feel like you kind of have to. Mention it in your profile because you can't spring that on someone.
Yeah, or you'll get a comment like, wow, that's very Jerry Springer.
Right, I don't know how to handle this. Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah. So, but it has shown up in other, seen that?
Yeah, there's another woman I'm talking with now. Maybe it's just me. And she mentions in her profile that she was in a complicated situation with a question mark, and then she puts the word married with a period.
Huh. Well, that sounds like very much a statement.
And says, sorry, just being honest and weeding out men. And I have no idea what that means.
I think she should be. Can I see it?
Yeah. Hold on.
Is she pretty?
Yeah.
All right. So while I look at this, we're looking for those strange things that you see on social media. I mean, not social media, on dating apps, right? Like, I know there are so many people listening right now who have seen the most bizarro things found some weird things out about people. So we want to hear about them. 215-263-6700. Okay. So this is one of those. Which, can you say what dating app this is?
Hinge.
It's Hinge.
Hinge, yeah.
I don't even know what that is. So it gives you prompters and then you kind of have to finish the sentence. So it says, what if I told you that? And her response is, I was in a complicated situation. So what if I told you I was in a complicated situation? Married. Not a good time, girl, either. I wonder how she would classify herself, because if she's saying that, but it says she was in a complicated situation, not that she is in a complicated situation. So is she married or was she married and it was complicated? And there's kind of more to that story. See,
this is why people just zoom through the pictures without. Oh, what's that reaction?
And I'm looking at her picture and she doesn't look like someone who would be that bad girl. She's very pretty. She looks very sweet.
Yeah.
Although there's a bikini picture.
Well, I mean, why do you think I write
swiped her? She looks great.
Yeah, you're darn right. That's what I get for reading the words. See, nothing good can come from reading the words. So, yeah, let us know if anyone, including you maybe, have ever posted or seen something posted in the description or a conversation that just went kind of awry.
Yeah, the phones are lit up already. 215-263-6700.
Good morning. Wake up with the Andy Summers Show.
Wake you up.
With Dave Cruz.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On 92.5. XTU.
It's the Andy Summer Show along with Andy. I'm Dave Cruz, sharing my dating app experiences with Andy. I'm getting some weird stuff. Some women saying they're married, maybe. They're not married. I'm not really sure what's going on.
Emily, so, Emily, we go to you to chime in on this.
Yeah, I am actually in an open marriage. I heard what Dave was saying about someone deleting him after the Jerry Springer comment, which I actually found kind of funny.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. But yeah, I'm actually open with it on my profile saying that I'm married. I actually have my husband's account linked to mine so that people know that I'm being completely open and honest with him as well.
I think you would have to, right?
Yeah,
I mean, if you're
going... You can't just spring that on someone,
no,
right?
And not, I mean, not without judgment.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has, you know, their own things and things like that. But I think it's better to be upfront and honest. And I think that she was trying to do that. And I don't know why she didn't like the comment or anything, but... Maybe she just decided it wasn't for her, or I know I've, you know, talked to people that, you know, they talked to a partner and they were just like, no, I'm not comfortable with that person, but never offered an explanation to myself and just ended up deleting me. And it's weird and it doesn't make any sense, but being in an open relationship is something that makes us happy and actually brings us together as stronger as a couple. And it makes us... happier in our time together.
Okay. All right. Well, and maybe too, Dave, maybe she got cold feet.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially if it's something that you're first introducing into a relationship. I mean, I've dated people that have been with their partners for 10, 15 years, and they're just introducing being in an open relationship. Or there's people that have never been in an open relationship and they're trying it out and they're like, oh, I'll try it out and I'll see how I like it. And then they decide later on that it's not for them and they can't do it anymore,
right,
which is fine. Like I said, it's, everybody has their own feelings about it and what works for them may not work for everybody else.
Right. Well, thank you for your expertise on open relationships, Emily.
Thank you, Emily.
We do appreciate that. If you've seen something weird on your dating apps, we want to hear from you. 215-263-6700.
Good morning and welcome to the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU. I don't know who gets more pleasure going through the dating apps on my phone, me or you, Andy?
I know.
Looking through them.
Well, I'm just fascinated by it because I've been married forever, and so I never had to go through any of this. And I know that it can't be easy,
yeah,
but I also know that you can see some really weird things happening,
true,
right, Sarah?
Yeah.
So, what's your story?
So in college, I was dating, I thought the man of my dreams until my best friend told me that he was on Grindr.
Oh, because that's, that would be someone who isn't necessarily interested in you, Sarah, right?
Correct.
Right.
Now, were you guys still dating at the time?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
We broke up shortly after that, after he told me that somebody was catfishing him, but all the information matched exactly to him.
Wow. Yikes.
Yeah.
That, I mean, that can get awkward. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah,
I had a boyfriend in college who is now married to a nice guy named Michael. So things happen. People can change.
To each their own, right?
Exactly. So Galen, let's go to Galen on line three. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So what is this? You were talking to a guy through one of the dating apps, and then he asked something like, talk to us about this. What
What's
happened?
Happening? Yeah.
Yeah. He basically, so like we couldn't go out the first Friday that we were talking. So then we were going to go out the next Friday. But he, in like that week, he was basically just like kind of acted like I was his therapist. Because he's like, you know, I just don't know if I should go back to Texas or if I should stay here with my kids. I have three kids. And I'm just like, I'm not Dr. Phil.
Right.
I don't, like, you got to do you. I'm not going to be rude about it. I was like, you need to follow your heart, whatever you want to do. But then again, you have three kids here.
Right.
And Texas is, you know, Texas.
So you wanted a date, and all of a sudden
he
you
wants
find
to move to Texas? It's very weird.
Yeah, like something came up on my end, and then I was just like, oh, I can't, like, we can reschedule. And he was, like, real cool about it. He's like, all right, no problem. And then, like, during that week, like, we were still talking every day, and he's just like, I just want to go back to Texas. Like, have, like, a mental breakdown. I was just like, I got to go.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
You just kind of never
not
know.
The therapist.
See what you did? You wouldn't go out with him, and he had to move 3,000 miles away.
Jeez, Dave. Yeah. That's, they, you just put a
I
lot on her.
Sorry.
Well, Galen, thank you so much.
Thanks
for calling.
Up.
Thank you. Bye.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.